Okay, and Dibe, is Ngene really an Igbo god, or did you make this up?
Well, there's actually, Igbos have a lot of gods, and each community will typically have its own god. And so there's a deity in my hometown called Ngene.
The main character is not this god, but a Nigerian who lives in the US, an economist who works as a taxi driver, and most Americans don't understand his accent. Now, is it that the Americans cannot understand him or don't want to make the effort to understand him?
I think that he is understood. He doesn't get a job with a corporate firm, which is his dream, and ends up being a cab driver. So I think that there's a willfulness to it, that there's almost a refusal to understand what he's saying.
Why does he feel that he doesn't belong? People in the US come from all over the world. Why is it that your main character has so much trouble fitting in?
If you ask Ike, he will say that's not a problem he has, but he is simply being himself, that he is excluded. And part of the point of the novel is that there are lots of people like Ike, and they are not only Africans. There are lots of Africans who have PhDs in many cities, but they are cab drivers. Accents can exclude you from all kinds of opportunities.
Is this a reflection of your own experience as a Nigerian living in the US?
Absolutely not. I came to America at the invitation of the Nigerian novelist Chinua Achebe to be the founding editor of a magazine that he and some other Nigerians founded. So I arrived in this country with a job. Yes, it's true that after the magazine stopped publication, I had a little bit of a struggle to find a job. But I would not say that my experience necessarily mirrors that of my protagonist.
You use the word necessarily. Ike is not necessarily a reflection of okay.
I would say so. But of course, there are ways in which, little ways, you know, in which our experiences can be deemed somewhat similar. And I'm being very guarded about this because I insist that my story is not Ike's story. But yes, people have remarked on my accent, but I don't quite think that I speak the way that Ike speaks.
There is another character, a Nigerian as well, nicknamed
Yeah.
Tony Curtis. Tell us a bit about Tony Curtis.
Tony Curtis is a local politician, a scam artist who has had a very poor education. But Tony Curtis is resourceful, as many Nigerian politicians are, and is able to corner the resources of the municipality that he runs, and is able to send his family to live abroad and to have a fairly swanky home in his hometown. He buys all kinds of expensive furniture and furnishings for his home right there in the village, and gives the villagers, whose money he's stolen, a small, tiny room with a black and white television as their own, if you like, dividend of democracy.
Do you know real life local politicians in Nigeria who remind you of Tony Curtis?
Absolutely. It's actually almost a rule that politicians will steal a lot of resources from the people and then give them something really inconsequential and pat themselves on the back for having provided dividend. What they call dividends of democracy is the way that Nigerian politicians speak about these things. Tony Iba, alias Tony Curtis, is a good portrait of a typical Nigerian politician.
Ike has trouble with Americans in general. He also has trouble with African Americans. Why is it so difficult for this Afro-American to make friends with African Americans?
There are characters like Ike. That's part of the subject of the novel. Ike meets a particularly nasty African-American woman whom he marries and who then gives him a green card but a lot of abuse. And of course, part of the subject of the novel is to show the ways in which a lot of Africans have to struggle in order to obtain a foothold in America. It's not always a pretty picture. It it's often a very despairing adventure.
Now, your novel is also despairing at times. It's not a pretty picture, but at the same time, it's wickedly funny.
Well, grimness is difficult to take without the leavening of humor. And so that comes for me with the territory. The macabre is often a place where you encounter a lot of humor, but there's a lot of laughter when a story is grim, because otherwise you can't enter such a story. It's difficult to stay with a story that is simply grim and disturbing and sad. So the leavening that comes with humor and wittiness and just laughter, I think, enables the writer and ultimately the reader to enter a territory of a story that is otherwise a despairing account.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot.